USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Back to business for President Biden as he's returned to the White House. And no sooner did he get there on Sunday evening that he got an in-person briefing from Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci and other members of the COVID-19 team at the White House, including National Institutes of Health Director Dr. Francis Collins, who says of that new variant of COVID-19, there's no evidence to suggest that it's any more deadly than the other forms of the virus.
There's even a bit of a report from South Africa that maybe people with this are milder than the usual case.
On CNN's State of the Union, Collins said this is a chance to redouble efforts to fight the overall pandemic, and he's urging everybody who's eligible to get their booster shot. A survey finds most Americans are going to spend about $1,000 on gifts this holiday season, about the same as in 2019. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Lawmakers will be returning to Capitol Hill this upcoming week, and debate is expected to quickly resume on the Build Back Better bill that President Biden's been pushing. Senator Amy Klobuchar, the Democrat from Minnesota, says there's been a lot of talk that Joe Manchin, the U.S. Senator from West Virginia, who often sides with Republicans, is going to help see to it that this bill doesn't pass. Klobuchar saying on ABC's This Week,
Senator Manchin is still at the negotiating table talking to us every day, talking to us about voting rights, getting that bill done, restoring the Senate. He is talking to us about this bill. When I look at this drama in the next month, I break it down into a mini-series. And the first part is the defense bill and a bridge to the budget. Vast majority of senators support that. We'll get that done.
Washington State is bracing for possible heavy flooding, especially along the Canadian border. The National Guard is on standby. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's a form of crime that's never been seen that much until lately, especially in Southern California, and it's happened again. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
Thieves in California and Minnesota continued to target retailers with swarms of masked people making off with merchandise during the holiday weekend. Police arrested four individuals who were suspected of being involved in a flash mob theft worth at least $400 worth of goods at a Home Depot store in Lakewood, California. On Friday, around eight males entered the store and stole various sledgehammers, crowbars, and hammers. Cities throughout California and elsewhere have seen similar crimes marked by an organized group of people suddenly descending on the store, stealing items quickly, and then making a getaway. On Saturday, security guard Kevin Nishida died from a gunshot wound he sustained while protecting a TV crew in Oakland, California. The crew was reporting on a robbery that involved 12 thieves raiding a clothing store. On Black Friday, a group of 30 people swarmed through a Best Buy store in Minnesota, stealing electronics before police arrived.
And a large sea lion is safely back in the water after wandering through a neighborhood in Lincoln City, Oregon on Friday night. Police and firefighters had a very complicated process of getting her back to the water, but she's there now, and they say she'll be fine. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.